welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and Paul Tulio.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Freddie Washington. And Freddie, we've talked to you before. And
yes.
We're so glad to see you again.
Oh, glad to see you all
now,
as well.
It says you're the newest worship leader at a certain church. Would you tell
yes,
us
ma'am.
About this?
I just joined the staff at the Brooklyn Tabernacle in Brooklyn, New York City. And I'm really excited about it. It's a door that the Lord opened up. And it's just been amazing. Everyone there has just been so gracious and so welcoming, and so I'm really excited about that.
Now, the Brooklyn Tabernacle, of course, in my era, you know, they sang Hallelujah Chorus.
Yes,
and all
ma'am.
Of that.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm trying to picture you with a young adult choir, the Brooklyn
yes, ma'am.
How
yes.
does that fit? Are you
going
to do hip-hop?
You know, I've been working with the I've been working with the choir, teaching some of the songs from off of the record that I released, and you know, just kind of tailor making mm-hmm. them to their style and their sound. I've also been writing with Sister Carol Cimbala, who is the leader of the choir, and so that's been just an honor and a real amazing thing. But I've been leading worship for the young adult ministry, and it's just been a remarkable thing to see the ministry reaches about thousands
yes.
of young people, and it's just amazing to see them all hands lifted, you know, just surrendering to the Lord and worshiping Him. And
now, is there a recording in the works or even thought about?
Well, you know, whenever the Brooklyn Tabernacle is writing songs, there's always
yes.
a recording in mind. So, you know, for soon, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't have anything on the books
yes,
just
well,
yet. But I'm sure.
We are honored that we have a little peek into
yes,
the future
ma'am.
Here. So let's talk a little bit about your record. And, of course, our listeners can go to freddywashington.com, and that's FreddyWashington.com. Some of them might like to
yes.
look at that while they're listening to our show.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Jesus record.
Well, you know, it was, and I may have mentioned this to you all before, but for me, I just feel like sometimes we think of the gospel as being the entry-level thing, and then we'll move on to all of the deep and interesting things. But for me, I just feel that the gospel is the deep thing. It is the interesting thing, and it's the only thing that we can have hope in, and really a hope that won't be dashed, you know, for disappointment. It's something that we can take to the bank in a surety that the gospel is true, and that Jesus, if we place our faith in Him, has rescued us from our sin. And so that's just the message that I wanted to project in each of those songs. And in making this record, I just wanted to join the chorus of the millions of believers that have come before me and all those that are around the world promoting this ancient message of hope.
So take us back into your childhood. When
okay.
did you first meet Jesus?
Well, you know, I came up in a Christian home. I came up with great Christian parents, and my father was a pastor as well, and so I came up in a Bible teaching church. And, you know, quite honestly, I was a teenager before I really truly found the Lord for myself. You know, there are some people who they come to church and they feel that because they've come to church, then they're all right spiritually. And so they'll go to heaven and mm-hmm. they'll be able to benefit from all of the riches that God has for us to enjoy. For me, it was quite the opposite. Every day I went to church, everyone that I saw was a reminder of how imperfect I was. You know, I saw people that seemed to do the right thing. And, you know, even my parents, they were really great mm-hmm. examples of Christian parents. But I just felt like, man, if that's the example that I have to follow and I have to be perfect and I have to dot every I and mm-hmm. cross every T, I cannot do that. You know, and so I remember as a teenager thinking to myself, that I was destined for hell and destined for an eternity separated from God. And it wasn't until one scripture really was illuminated to me, and that was the passage of scripture that just reminds us that we're not saved by works, but we're saved by grace and our faith in Christ. And so once I came to the knowledge of that, two things happened. First, I realized that I couldn't ever be good enough, but it's my imperfection that should be the reminder that I have a Savior and somebody who was perfect for me, and his perfection and his righteousness was imputed to me as I believe on him, and all of my imperfections were imputed to him, and he was able to take that from me and rescue me from that. The second thing that happened was I realized that the people around me were not as perfect as they seem, and hallelujah, praise the Lord for that, because you know, no one of us can be perfect enough to earn the approval of a holy, righteous God. But there was one who paid that price and who lived completely sinless for 33 years. He did everything he was supposed to do, and he didn't do anything he wasn't supposed to do. And a life that should have been rewarded was punished by death. But it's through that death that we now have life. And so I'm just grateful for that truth. And that's what I'm trying to project and convey to everyone that listens.
Now, what styles of music are you comfortable with?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. I've been introduced to a lot more, a more diverse palette of styles as I've engaged in working with the Brooklyn Tabernacle. You know, they've stretched me even more. I thought that I was stretched, but they've stretched me even more. On the record, I've tried to touch on a lot of different things, a lot of different styles. I'm probably most comfortable with Christian contemporary and gospel music. So I do a mix between Christian contemporary and with a gospel flair and gospel flavor to it.
Gospel, hip hop, R&B, pop, country, now classical.
Yeah, you name it. It's all it's all in there, mixed together, you know, but just to buttress the message of the cross.
And I think that's wonderful, because so many times we think that certain styles only portray Christ.
You're so right. And, you know, it can become, rather than worship music, it can become music worship, where you worship the music, you worship a particular style, but it's not in a style. It's when the Lord required worship, he didn't say it was this kind of a beat or a hip hop style or a classical style, but he said those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that may take on various styles. Mm-hmm. But it's still, at the end of the day, not about the music so much as it is about the message of the cross of Christ.
Now, how much of this music do you actually write yourself?
Well, I wrote all of the songs on the album.
Okay.
So that was the challenge. And, you know, you, as a writer, you get so married to every single song, and you want to keep every single song. But at some point, you have to whittle it down. I don't think I was very successful at that on this record. It's 17 tracks.
17 tracks?
Yes, man.
Most I only have, what, 10?
Yes. So, it's...
This is very value-laden.
Yes, you're going to...
Two for the price of one.
Yes, ma'am. So, I just wanted to give... it's my first record, and I just wanted to put it all out there, lay it all on the line. So that's what we did.
Well, I think for our young listeners, I know I have some that are into songwriting. I've played some on the radio for them. And I listen to the music nowadays and I think, I'm so used to On a Hill Far Away to an Old Rugged Cross.
Sure.
That it's hard for me to get into the more modern style.
Sure.
And then, but yet then I still have to believe that God is using that.
Sure.
It's speaking to the soul.
Sure.
I mean, with the digital sounds, you see, that's a whole nother palette of
it is.
Sound.
That's true.
We grew up with a pipe organ and a piano.
Sure, absolutely.
Maybe a guitar if it was considered a liberal church.
Sure.
But now we have, you know, we have the sounds in between the sounds.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
And so, you know, God created those sounds too.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if I go through the list of the songs on the album, the Jesus record, are these all in one style, or could I say a title and then it would be different styles or a combination?
Yeah, there are different styles. I think that a lot of the songs are a combination. I don't think that I can think of too many of the songs on the record that are just, oh, this is just in that one particular style.
So how about Just Wanna?
Just Wanna has a lot of pop influence. It's a very upbeat song. You know, and I think musically it can be considered particularly electronic in ways, but some of the drum sounds are a little bit vintage, maybe, you know, some of the drum tones. So now you got that element in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You can't really.
And I don't know what vintage means.
Okay. So
yeah, vintage. Well, does that mean organic?
A little bit.
Like African or?
Well, I would probably say that they were a little bit more like analog. So okay.
Okay.
So we'll put it this way: they would sound more like if you were playing one of the old records on the record player.
Okay.
So there's a warmer sound that those records had that our CDs today just don't have that sound. Yeah. You know, for me, I really enjoy listening to music on record players with records because it just sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
CDs are more convenient in our era, but man, those records sound fabulous. They sound fantastic. And it's funny because I was playing one of my father's records the other day, and just the sound is completely and totally different. Mm-hmm. So I'd say in that song you have the modern electronic sounds, but you also have some other elements that may be reminiscent of some records that you've heard, you know.
I mean, this is pretty interesting. Well, I do have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the other creations of these sounds for your music. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Joy Michaels, and welcome to Heartbeat. Ernest Hemingway wrote a story about a Spanish father who decided to reconcile with his son, who had run away to Madrid. Full of remorse, the father placed an ad in the newspaper. It said, "Paco, meet me at Hotel Montana, noon, Tuesday. All is forgiven. Papa." When the father went to the square, he found 800 young men named Paco, each waiting for their father. The world is full of unforgiveness. Today, let's strive to forgive our family members, friends, and coworkers when they have wronged us. Each of us is waiting for restoration. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
In Indonesia, we are supporting 5 orphanages. Several of them were as a result of the tsunami in December 2004, when I promised that after the media is gone and after all the publicity is gone, we are committed to stay.
For the thousands of children who lost one or both parents, natural relationships are being replaced by necessary ones.
And this is where we're helping these children. We come in and we take care of the children. We have 140 children now.
150 children here have only one parent left. 50 others have none.
To make a donation, go to www.restoreachild.org or call 877-745-7833. That's 877-745-7833.
Welcome back. I'm here with Freddie Washington. You can check him out on his website, freddiewashington.com. And we were just going through the Jesus record.
Yes.
And the reason this is so interesting and educational for our listeners is because we have budding composers and performers, and they're very interested.
Sure.
You know, where do they fit? What is their style?
Sure.
And just telling them that your style is eclectic, so to
speak. Yes, absolutely.
That's a wonderful freeing thing. It means that, hey, I don't have to find a specific style.
Yes.
So the song We Are the City.
Yes.
Let's listen to a little bit of it now.
We are the city, sitting on the hill. We are a lion in the darkest land. Oh, oh, whoa, whoa. So many people, so little time. Come on, children, let your light so shine. So come on, shine, shine, shine your light. Shine, shine your light. Shine, shine your light in a dark world now. Shine, shine your light. Come on, let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, let your light shine. Shine your light.
So, We Are the City, now that's another one. It has a more electronic, a more poppy sound, I guess you would say. But some of the chord changes and the harmonic devices that are being used in the songwriting are probably more reminiscent of your Michael W. Smith, some things that he would write. You know, he's such a great pianist, and he comes up with these fabulous clusters and just different harmonic devices that he uses. Some of that you'd find in We Are the City, but when you get to the end, you hear a vamp that has kind of a Richard Smallwood, Hawkins, Walter Hawkins kind of a harmonic twist to it. So, you know, there's some elements. It's kind of like
sounds very creative.
Yeah, you
and
know.
Did you lay down track upon track, or did you all come together?
We actually did some things together, but for the most part, there were just tracks that, you know, you cut one track, you cut a drum track, and then you cut a bass track, and or you have a piano track, and then you build around that.
And are you involved in every one of the...
Yes.
In every one of the...
Aspects of the production, yes, ma'am, definitely.
And all of this process,
definitely. You know, I was able to work with some really great people. My cousin Andre Ames actually co-produced the record, and he's a great drum programmer and a great producer in his own right. And so, when you have people around you that are gifted in other areas, you don't have to micromanage every single area. You know, it frees you up to think. So. You know, I was involved in every part of the process, but there's so many talented people that had their hands in the process of making the record really come alive.
So are there any one of these songs that isn't a combination of the electronic?
Yeah, no, there's a song called Pleasing that is really just a ballad. It's a worship song, and it came at a point in the record where I felt like I was beginning to lose focus and make too much of the music and not enough of the message and the heart of the record. And so I just was in my room and I just started, you know, messing around on the piano, and the Lord just kind of dropped this song in my lap called Pleasing. And it just simply says, I want to be pleasing in your sight. And that's just kind of the prayer of even this record. I just want the Lord to be pleased with it. And, you know, I know that through him being pleased with it, you know, people will be blessed by it.
Amen. Amen. The Jesus record. Yeah. The front of the album, the design, you know, that's a whole nother area that young people are interested in. I mean, with the computer nowadays, you can essentially make a little demo yourself.
Yeah, right.
And you can get some artwork and you can design a little cover.
That's true.
And this hand, is this the hand of Jesus coming down, holding all these keys?
Well, actually,
or crosses. They're crosses.
Yes, ma'am. Those are crosses. Well, it's actually just my hand. There was nothing really brilliant about the cover. I had, you know, just in message. But I think that it was, the crosses obviously just symbolize, the many crosses just symbolize how the gospel message is for all of us, every walk of life, no matter where we are, the millions of us out there that are searching for hope, peace, you know, something that we can truly, at the end of the day, hang our hat on and say, this is truth and I can live by this. And that's the message of Jesus Christ, the message of the cross. I heard a young kid just blew me away. She said, you know, Jesus is truth. You know, truth is not a thing, it's a person. And,
oh,
and it's Jesus Christ, you know.
And all these crosses almost look like a T. You know, little T's for truth.
Yeah.
There's so many levels of metaphor.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I really praise the Lord for your ministry. Do you do speaking engagements? What other
yes,
things
ma'am.
Have you been doing?
I do. Well, I'm an ordained elder of my church, of my father's church. And so I've done a lot of speaking. I teach Bible studies and, you know, I'm just always constantly excited and impassioned by the scriptures and just by getting to know God better. You know, I mean, we can't know him exhaustively, but we can know him truly.
Yes.
And so I just am really impassioned by motivating people to get to know the Lord, you know, just a bit better every day.
You know, it's interesting. I've been going through your bio, and it's become such a part of this interview. But I do wanted to point out the fact that you've earned a Grammy, Stellar, and Dove Award nominations for your songwriting and production.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've worked with the likes of hip-hop luminary dot, is it, do I say truth or do I
it's
spell it out?
It's actually the truth, yes, ma'am.
The truth. And gospel dream winner Melinda Watts.
Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing. You look so young.
Thank you.
I mean, God has sustained you physically, yes. Emotionally.
Yes.
And I can't imagine that it won't be long before, you know, someone special will come into your life if they haven't already come into your life.
I'm praying every day. I'm praying every day.
Yes, because sometimes when you have these gifts.
Yes.
It's very hard to balance
Absolutely.
A social life with
Absolutely.
What you feel God has called you to do.
Absolutely.
So we have just a little bit of the show time left. What
yes.
do you foresee for the future?
Well, you know, honestly, more of the same. I mean, you know, I try to do today what I want to be doing. You know, for the rest of my life. And I feel that maybe on different levels, maybe with broader audiences or more narrow audiences. But I want to be someone who is continually bringing attention and is illuminating the gospel message, you know, the message that a holy God who didn't need to but he did it out of his own free will, out of his own grace, rescued sinners who didn't deserve to be rescued, you know. And he loves us, you
Amen.
Know.
Amen. Well, I hope you're thinking of writing more songs.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And doing another album.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, I am.
Because that is a wonderful gift. Well, we've actually come to the end of the show. I have other questions I could ask, and we'll just have to save that for the next time.
Next time, absolutely.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. MRGMediaMinistries.com.